USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. One day in the 1970s, Paul Fleischer and his wife were walking through a department store parking lot when they noticed a group of people looking at them. Fleischer, who is white, and his wife, who is black, were used to the look. But this time it was more intense. There was this white family who was just staring at us, just staring holes in us, Fleischer recalled. That fraught moment occurred even though any legal uncertainty about the validity of interracial marriage had ended a decade earlier in 1967 when the U.S. Supreme Court struck down state laws banning marriage between people of different races. In the more than half century since, interracial marriage has become more common and far more accepted. So Fleischer was surprised that Congress felt the need to include an additional protection in the Respect for Marriage Act, which goes to the House for a final vote expected this week. It would ensure that not only same-sex marriages, but also interracial marriages are enshrined in federal law. Prosecutors in San Diego say they will not be bringing charges against three former and current San Diego State football players that were accused of raping a 17-year-old girl at a party. Buffalo Bills punter Matt Areza was released in August when the alleged victim filed a lawsuit against him. He and two other San Diego State players were accused of rape at an off-campus party in October of 2021. Now, prosecutors in San Diego say they do not have enough evidence to proceed, saying there was no path to a criminal conviction and that they can only file charges when they ethically believe they can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt. Fewer and fewer people are applying for home loans.
Mortgage application volume is on the decline. The Mortgage Bankers Association says it dropped by almost 2% last week when compared to the week prior to that. The drop came as the interest rate for a 30-year mortgage was little changed. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
This is USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Texas is now the third state, following recent decisions in South Dakota and Maryland, implementing a ban on the social media platform TikTok on state devices. It follows fears the Chinese Communist Party is gaining access to critical U.S. information. Saying the safety and security of Texas is foremost, Governor Abbott sent letters to the Lieutenant Governor and State House Speaker spelling out that TikTok employs Chinese Communist Party members, harvests data it shares with the Chinese government. No more styrofoam?
The Los Angeles City Council is banning styrofoam products. A full ban on the sale and use of styrofoam products was approved by the council on Tuesday. The ban takes effect for small businesses in April 2023 and for larger businesses the following April. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
NFL Bills head coach Sean McDermott announced that linebacker Von Miller will miss the rest of the season due to an injury that will require surgery. Here's what he had to say.
Very unfortunate situation for Von, obviously, in our team. We care for him, obviously, like we would any player. We know how much this means to him in terms of playing and being with the team. So we look forward to getting him back, obviously, off the field for the rest of the season and his leadership. And we're certainly thinking about him as he recovers here.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.